From Wisconsin, we head over to Indiana, where this week, six-term Republican Senator Richard Lugar lost by a landslide to State Treasurer Richard Murdoch, who was supported by the Tea Party. Now, Senator Lugar has been known for working with senators on the other side of the aisle to pass legislation. That may not be the political flavor of the month in his party or his state. For more, we're joined now by Brian Howie, a political analyst, pollster, and author of the Howie Politics Indiana newsletter. He joins us from Nashville, Indiana. Mr. Howie, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks.
Help us get to know a little bit more about Richard Murdoch, who is obviously, even before this week, is very well known in Indiana. Here's what he said this week to a national audience on Fox News about bipartisanship.
Well, I have a mindset that says bipartisanship ought to consist of Democrats coming to the Republican point of view.
So what does a statement like that suggest for the campaign ahead?
Well, that played to the Republican electorate, and we only had a 19% turnout in the primary. I'm not sure how that message is going to go with independent voters and Democrats. To win an election in Indiana, even though we're a red state, you have to have a sliver of Democrats and win a majority of independents. And in the second Howie DePauw poll that we conducted at the end of April and the first day of May, we asked a basically Republican audience whether they wanted a senator to go to Washington to get things done and work across the aisle or to be an ideologue. And by a 60 to 33% margin, the former went out over the latter. So I think Richard Murdoch's going to have a tough time conveying that message to an electorate that he's going to need to get over the top.
The Democrats sense opportunity to pick up a seat?
Absolutely. In the first Howie DePauw poll that we conducted, Lugar had a lead over Joe Donnelly, 50-29, but against Richard Murdoch, it was tied at 35%. So I think we've got a real race coming up here in the fall.
Are there other Republicans in Indiana of, if I might refer to it this way, the Lugar stripe, who are looking over their shoulders now?
Well, none of his stripe. It seems like most of the congressional delegation is more conservative than Senator Lugar is. Dan Coats won a Senate seat 2 years ago in which he had very similar residency issues. He lived in Virginia and had to move back, and that didn't seem to get his campaign in trouble. So I don't really see anybody that's going to be on the hot seat like Senator Lugar was this past winter and spring.
What should we understand about Indiana, Mr. Howie, as the campaign goes forward?
Well, Hoosier voters over the past decade have not hesitated to throw the bums out. Since the new the maps that were created after the 2000 census began in 2002, we've seen a sitting governor defeated 5 members of Congress. We've seen the Indiana House of Representatives switch parties 3 times. We had 40% of our mayors in 2007 that were defeated in their reelection, and now Senator Lugar. We had Bart Peterson, the mayor of Indianapolis, lose. So I think incumbents are on notice that if you don't perform like the taxpayers want, they will not hesitate to throw you out of office.
I'm intrigued by the fact that given the results in the Republican Senate primary this week, both Democrats and, if you please, Tea Party Republicans feel emboldened.
Absolutely. I mean, Indiana Democrats feel like they've been handed a gift from heaven. They thought they were going to have a real tough time defeating Senator Lugar, and in general elections that obviously Lugar had wide support. So they feel like they've got an early Christmas gift. So again, we're going to have a very intense race this fall. There's going to be a lot of national money coming in and a lot of activism on the ground. And I guess that's the essence of democracy.
Brian Howie, political analyst and author of the Howie Politics Indiana newsletter, speaking with us from along a roadside in rural Indiana. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Howie.
Well, thank you. Always a pleasure.